guys. Welcome to episode 231 of the Crack Brain Podcast. I am your host, Stefan. Joining me today, let's see. Well, you know what? We're going to go with the dancing one first. He's dancing. He's wearing a red shirt. He's got a very interesting story that I'm very curious about. He is Mason. You're not.
No one's interested in this.
I'm pretty sure half our audience is interested in this.
100%. Out of all four of us.
Audience, okay, look, I'm literally looking over at the plays from last week. We are at 13.
Sweet! We'll call us the Danger 13.
That math don't math.
It hurts so much to go and see that number as low as it is, knowing where it was a while ago.
That was golden era. That was golden age CB.
Look, we'll get it back. We'll get it back. But from there, joining us also hasn't been on, at least wasn't on the last episode, but glad he is over here, the bearded wonder, and I'm not talking about Brandon, I'm talking about Caden.
Oh, yeah. I'm back, baby. I'm back. But yeah, we all know my beard's better. It's not as long, but it's probably a lot softer.
You've had a beard all that I've known you.
I've what?
You've had a beard the whole time I've known
you. Yeah, because I look like Mason without a beard.
He said child.
Okay, but
Mason, you look like a child. We can all agree here. You look 16.
With a dad bod.
Okay, that being said, also, Mason, don't forget, talk into the microphone.
Told him he's quiet.
Fucking called out, man.
Very rusty. We haven't done this in 3 to 9 years.
I swear, it's like, there's nothing more concerning to me right now than doing this and realizing, like, okay, you know, like, Mason is like, as we all talk on this new thing, we all highlight, and Mason's the only one that has never highlighted once, and I'm just sitting here like, oh, what am I gonna...
What do you mean highlight?
See, again.
What does that mean?
Around the video portion. Anyway, we will get to that maybe after the episode.
You're super quiet. Did I go deaf?
Is that what you just did?
He turned his level down to mimic Mason.
I was like, Stefan got really quiet. I'm like, am I losing my mind? And then Mason got loud. And I was like, what's going on?
Am I the only one that picked up on that?
No, you want me to turn up my level then, is what you're saying.
No, you're fine. You're fine. We should be good for this.
Why are you always lying?
So, but we have not introduced the last member of the episode, known for now a beard and wearing a get in loser shirt right there. I'm talking about the only bald wonder on the episode now, and that is Brandon.
I'm the only bald one on the team.
Well, according to some other story, no.
Oh.
Okay.
We'll get to it.
We definitely shall. So,
we've all taken a peek.
Mason, we're talking about your balls on this podcast. Get with it. Get with the program. It was on the agenda, all right?
That was in the memo? I don't remember.
It's been scripted, therefore it shall be, all right?
We shall definitely be talking. Okay, now wait. Before, because now that we've already kind of like mentioned that part, we got to... We, other than, you know, the one that we're going to talk about, we have to figure this out. Are we talking about Mason balls, or are we talking about Garrick genitals?
Oh, I mean, I think it really depends on his mindset going in, you know? Was he feeling himself? Figuratively, obviously. Literally, he was feeling himself.
I don't understand the question.
I think I have a solution. I have an answer. If it was artistic, it was Mason. If it wasn't, with the whole process. Because you know sometimes when guys shave their beard, they do different things like handlebar, mustache, all these different looks. So if it was artistic the way it happened, it was Mason. If it just went straight up
fire,
you know, taking it all off, you know, the ripping the Band-Aid off, it was definitely Garrick.
So, oh my god!
I kind of feel this now. We haven't really held the audience in suspense. Mason, when I like right before the podcast starts or like anything like that, I always tend to ask like, "Hey, does anyone have anything they want to talk about?" We threw out some ideas, and then Mason replied with,
"That's your cue, buddy."
I tried manscaping.
So
I love tried.
No. It took a couple.
I didn't manscape. I tried it. It didn't really work out.
It took like three times.
No, wait, Mason, hold on, because we gotta stoke this fire. All right. I put this as a question to the other panelists. Why do you think Mason decided to manscape?
I think he just wanted to try it out, you know? He probably, he's an online fella, probably got a lot of ads like, look at this, definitely not sponsored lawnmower 3.7. I was like, hey, let's do this. That, or the girl that was flossing and at his work is kind of cute.
Okay. Okay, that's a really good thought from Cade and Brandon. Ideas?
It got caught in a zipper.
Ouch.
Ooh. Okay.
Ouchie.
A clip based off of a mishap. I feel that. I'm not going with that at all. Okay, I'm going with he's realizing we only have about a month before we go over to Vegas, and knowing the sexual paradise that Vegas can be, decided that he's going to try some things, knowing that he has unbelievable talent to bring in the most gorgeous women, and to basically have like a great let's say. Potential, you know, rendezvous afterwards. So I think he basically kind of took it upon himself to look at his situation and realize that he cannot go in with freshman talent going on, and decided to try to go and get himself over to the big leagues. Okay.
Is that what we're counting as the big leagues? that's what separates the players.
I don't know that I that bubble party, bubble pool party, whatever you went to in Mexico.
I'm saying
that seems pretty big leagues.
Like Mason, I don't know if this is your experience, and you definitely don't say anything yet. But you realize with a very well manicured, well groomed nether region, it does give the appearance of a couple additional inches. Okay, so I'm now thinking Mason. Unknowing of this sort of fact, because, well, we still are talking about Mason, or Garrick at this point, is still trying to go and figure out what the best look and angle will be on these sort of late night rendezvous. Okay, Mason.
What, like a photo shoot?
You're going to be shooting something. You're going to be shooting something.
Angle. Like, my best angle's from over there.
I mean, look, photography can be involved. All right. I'm just
say the word. Just say the word, buddy.
There we go. Okay. Now we've stoked this little kindling a little bit. Mason, regale us of this tale, please.
So I did buy the lawnmower.
Fucking capitalism got him.
Oh, man, that's, like, the story of my life right there. And it came with nose trimmer and like another razor and like a bunch of fancy underwear. And usually my underwear is like the super loose stuff, almost like a kilt, you know, like the flowy boxer, like,
yeah,
the only boxers. Reason it's not a skirt is because set of the middle part. And I think those are now super uncomfortable when I'm all shaven. You have to wear the fancy underwear if you
went bald?
Yeah.
Okay. Mason, you went.
Well, like, I didn't know what else to go.
Baby butt smooth?
Yeah,
write your name.
Earlier you were talking about the flaming flames, and I thought you put like race car flames on the side of your testicles. That seems like a Garrick thing to do.
Well, I didn't know what to start with, so I just went smooth.
Mason, you always start longest, you can always go shorter.
Nope.
You went... Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Mason went straight to the skin. Okay, now, Mason. All right.
Baby smooth.
I mean, episodes ago, we talked about how, you know, I wouldn't... Like, I'm not going to go and... Hey, I've done it before, and if one of y'all needed theirs done, I would absolutely do that for you.
Are you going to trim me?
You want to trim?
I need to get my back shaved.
Let the curtains match the drapes.
So, fuck it.
Oh, the testicles just have a beard and his tattoos are all shaved.
I got two heads for the baby in there.
Oh,
fuck.
You like
so,
it, ladies?
Oh, tickle down under. Hopefully he keeps better kept to the bottom portion, but...
Yo. So Mason, you need to go and let us know, like, what was your procedure, all right? Did you like, mow the lawn before actually, like, fully removing all of the... You know, the growth from there, or what? Did you just go straight in on, like, you know, we're removing hair follicles and everything right off the get-go? Like,
I started with some scissors. I've got, like, some really tiny scissors.
Okay.
And then I thought I was going to shower after. Well, I did shower after. So I didn't use any of, like, the creams the first time I did it. And that was some really bad razor burn. Like 3 days worth. Actually, I think it went for like a week of just like razor burn heck. That was awful. They also give you like a newspaper to like put on like the floor, and you can read like articles that are fake but real, and like styles and like reviews and stuff, but it's like actual newspaper. It's pretty funny to read.
Of course. I knew you actually read it. I knew you.
Mason's popping a squat reading, scissoring away at his other reasons.
Yeah.
Just imagine Mason just like clip, clip, clip. Oh, I never thought about that before. Clip.
What
clip.
If you missed?
Interesting.
You've got reading. Comics.
I hope you didn't miss. And they do have hairstyles if you want to style it up. They had, like, mohawks and different things that I couldn't begin to comprehend.
Okay, but like, at real talk here, was there one that you were like, maybe?
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know fashion. I don't understand style, so I was
Well,
just
which
like,
one was it? Which what one was it?
I got it right here. You want me to get
yes!
it?
Yes!
Yeah. Oh, man, I didn't know this was going to be drinks and a show.
I'm so
See,
happy
like, I get the squatting because I do it over the garbage can.
And I do mine in the shower. Like, I'll be over in the shower kind of like...
I use an electric trimmer, so...
We save balls.
That's, Let's get the comics
oh, yeah, I
out.
I forgot they did have some funnies. Here you go.
Okay.
Is that a monkey penis?
Now, wait. Oh, Mason, before you do anything, before you show anything, is this gonna be something I have to blur off of YouTube?
No.
Okay.
Here, I'll just show you a couple there. There you go.
That's a poorly the Twitter
thumbs up.
Hey, you know what? If I'm down there and I see a thumbs up, I'll be like, all right, man.
Okay, but there was also, right. there was five stars. A crown.
There was a crown.
All right, so like, what kind of confidence do you have to be inspired with to go for 12 a crown?
Inches.
Okay,
if you're 12
like,
inches.
Do you want to hear one of the classifieds?
Sure.
I don't know.
Chevy El Camaro, a.k.a. the Chick Magnet. This car got tons of chicks for me in the 80s. It will get you ladies. Needs new engines. 1,000. Call Stan. And then it has a number. And it's got pictures of chickens.
What's the number?
this
There's
definitely...
also a cat for rent. That's interesting.
I don't like that.
Mason, that's something else.
This reeks of Mason.
Okay.
Now, Mason, again, you just decided to do this because fuck it, why not, basically.
Yeah.
All right. Now, you said that you... Okay, after you had... We gotta go bit by bit here. Okay. After
That's
it was
what he
done...
Did.
Yeah. Did you, like, I'm assuming, like, after you did it, you took a shower right then?
Yeah.
How did that shower feel?
Not good. I didn't like it.
Because you didn't use the creams.
Well, I've used the cream since, and there's also a deodorant, which is very weird. You have, like, cream, aftershave, and then it's flat-out deodorant. And it's kind of like... if you put baby powder on your armpits, like, it's kind of like a weird, like, it's a cream, like a deodorant bar, but something about it feels very powdery, like when you're actually walking around and stuff.
Okay.
It's very bizarre. It's
a little bit of anti-chafing properties there.
I guess, yeah.
Talco powder's great.
But yeah, if you wear the fancy underwear, it feels amazing. But any other kind of underwear, I don't like existing.
So
especially walking 30,000 steps a day.
Yes.
At my job.
And that's the thing, like, if just someone has done this before, you realize that there's a fair bit of stickage.
Yeah,
especially over to the legs.
Stickage.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I'm assuming that that has happened to you, Mason.
I figured.
What was your first, like, what was your first day post-shave? Yeah. Oh, wait. Before we do that, Mason, so you're now bare, but did you even try to clip or manicure the sack?
Yeah. Yeah, because the razor is specific for being able to do that. Like, they like shave peaches in the commercials and stuff. And, yeah, it,
You're different. You're a better man than me.
You went, all of it is gone. All of it is gone.
I even, like, went under. Like, it's...
You got the grundle?
Yeah. It's
you got the taint.
Yeah.
Oh, got the
God.
Other set of
oh,
and
my God.
Oh, it I only got a little bit hurt on like the seam. Like everywhere else was totally fine, but when I got it's... on that seam, it hurt like a freaking I only bled a little bit. I bled.
Okay.
Yeah, I bet you did.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, okay, fine. Day one, what was it like? All right, man, you walk us through. What was your experience?
Well, because I guess I got some sort of deal, so they sent me, like, 7 packs of the fancy underwear. And yeah, walking around in the fancy underwear is so great, because it's got, like, I don't know, like a little garage for your front part there. And it's just nice and smooth and silky. And it's fantastic, but... If you don't wear that underwear, everything just hurts, and stickage, and 30,000 steps a day.
Has you said it's been about a week?
Yeah, maybe 2 now.
So I'm assuming little hairs have decided to go and start to come back, right?
Yeah, but I've just, you know, shaved the face, and then I don't double dip. But I keep both the razors next to each other, so I'll just shave the face and then I'll shave down there again.
Alright. So this is just a constant now. This is how you're going to live your life.
Until at least after Vegas. We'll see after that.
I told you!
I know. I didn't want to admit you were right, but you were.
He's going to be getting the bitches in a whole set of collectible cards.
Mason needs a sock on his door.
Now, Mason, oh my god, this is awesome. Okay.
I hate it.
What service did you use? I gotta know. Was it Manscaped?
Yeah.
I'm telling you, Mason, before, like, as someone that's done this without ever having a service done and has done it for years and stuff like that, I am now sitting here going, like, I think I might give Manscaped a try.
Not taking a lawnmower to my junk.
They do have beard trimmers, too.
Oh.
Why? Because you got some facial hair, so I don't know what that... I don't know if you can use, like, a normal razor or something. I've never had it, so I don't know.
This is going to be amazing. Okay.
I think I don't like it 51% and do like it 49%.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah. Like I started feeling like a lion and went to feeling like a vulture. And that's a very weird experience.
There goes our sponsorship.
Really confidence downer there. But you know, once you get used to it.
You went from an active predator to just like a little pecking off the end bits, huh? That's what you're saying to me right now?
Kind of. I went from Maine to no Maine.
Oh, God, that's great. That's great.
And like, I've noticed the size difference.
Size
you
right.
have.
Yeah. Ladies, Garrick will be in town.
In what direction?
I went looking online to see if they sell shoes separately.
What?
What? I thought it was a third leg joke and it didn't work.
He needs a little shoe for his big penis.
His third leg, yeah.
Get a little baby croc.
Mason.
I'm not wearing croc. That's...
We have to figure something for Vegas now. Like, this...
No, I'm good.
I'm telling you right now, don't be surprised if I have, like, a small little mini sign to go and just, like, you're my travel Mason, all right? So we'll be walking around. I'm just going to hold up a sign behind you that just says, shaven nuts, all right? Like...
Nah.
You okay with male intimacy?
My man takes care of himself.
Because he'll get approached. It's okay, Mason.
I don't know how to
respond. He's blushing.
Don't worry.
I don't know how I'm going to respond to that.
We'll talk about it and give you tips on the way down, Mason.
Yeah.
I've noticed Garrick is out a lot more. if I have hair up here and no hair down there, that is like full-time Garrick. And then one or the other, like, yeah. If I have hair down there, that's Mason.
Wait, so are you going to grow a goatee for Vegas works, now? But...
No, probably not.
Why not? I think
I don't understand style. I don't understand like how to keep facial hair or what it should look like and why. Like I have no concept.
We'll just go like this. Put a cup
I've
around
my
your
head
mouth
a couple times because I've just given up on trying to put gel in it.
Don't put gel in your beard.
I can't. I can't.
I'm so happy for this episode.
I can't. Okay, Mason. Let me ask you this. So when you have a mane, I may be the only one who has this, but I also recently have manscaped just a little tiny bit, try to get my, you know, keep things presentable for the people who look. Do you have, because right there's, you know, area up top where the hair is. Then you got your thing, and you got the testicles, right?
Right.
Around here, where the pubis meets the penis, where it hangs, there's a little dip, right? There's a little dip where it goes in just a little bit. Do you got that? You got that little dip?
I think so. Do I?
Do you got the little dip? You got a little dip
so
with
you
the hair
like
in it.
The sides.
Yeah. So hold on. Here's peen.
Yeah.
All right. Up here is the pubis. This is where hair is. This would be your waistline. There, right here, where it meets, there's a little dip. You know, a little dip where it goes in, and then when it's like it comes out just a little bit.
Okay.
Stefan, it might be just a white thing. If you're looking
I'm
confused.
So confused right now.
Here, we'll show you in Vegas.
You've seen my dip!
I know, but like...
You just mean like overfolding skin?
No, like it goes a little concave above the penis.
Yeah, just a little bit. Those are the hairs that I have a hard time with. Because like, you gotta pull it back, you gotta like pull it up and back, and you gotta go in... And like a motion.
Uh oh.
Like this.
Oh, okay. I thought he was going
Are you
down.
Playing with your
oh, he's looking.
Sorry.
You're looking. You might have a little dip.
I think I know what you're talking about.
It's just like a little extra, like, socket of skin.
Yeah.
You know,
hold on, we'll show
that
you.
Gives
if
things room to, like, stretch and grow.
You don't have to show the penis for it. It's above the penis.
I made my camera blurry now. Hello.
You go like this. I had... Well, you know what? That's too much information. Never mind.
You go slow. Well, now I'm out of focus.
I did it. I think. I'm sorry. We were talking about our penises, and I got excited.
I forgot what I was going to say.
What, have you gone to a swimming pool or
Regardless.
Worn your swimming suit?
What about like a handlebar mustache? Like on the top there. Like just like a gentleman waxed handlebar
and
mustache.
And that'll help keep it plucked on the sides.
Yeah, and you can make it like twirly on the sides.
Yeah, we're going to do it. We're going to do a photo shoot on the hot tub.
No photo shoot.
We'll put it on Craigslist.
Hey, I'm just saying, if we put it out there, we're all going to end up on some sort of list.
I'm already on some sort of list.
I've got a very destroyable career right now. I'd like to not have that happen.
Stefan, famous voice actor, bears it all for his friends.
Nope. So, okay, again... Mason, so now with you knowing that this is like a 49%, you don't mind.
Yeah.
what are the odds that this is going to live after Vegas? Because I'm going to tell you right now, some people don't like this sort of thing. For me, I don't mind. That's why I keep mine manicured. Okay, but like, I don't go nearly as far as you go unless I really want to.
If I had a girl friend, I would not mind keeping it like this.
All right.
But for the summertime, I was thinking about letting it grow back out for the reduction of friction. Reducing of friction.
Tell me how that maths. How is it summertime, so there's going to be less friction and heat?
That's boy math.
No, there's going to be more friction because it's summertime, so the hair will stop the friction. Like, it's a friction buffer.
Have you never tried growing hair out with friction?
Growing it.
Hold on. Oh. Let me ask you this. Fellas, you can chime in here if you want. How hairy are your thighs, Mason?
Bald.
Okay, let me put this way, okay?
I'm not a very hairy guy.
Yeah, so during track, because I ran soccer and track all my life.
I don't shave.
Between don't my thighs, hair. There was no hair. But after I stopped running, hair grew back. So, you got friction. But let me put it this way, Mason. Your hair is going to be absorbing all the sweat. It absorbs. That's the whole point of hair, is it absorbs moisture. Bacteria will grow on that said hair. Don't look at me like that.
Stefan,
the way you're
look
looking
right
at me.
Now.
So, keeping things trimmed is very hygienic. It keeps bacteria down.
Okay, but if all right, you now I'm back with you.
Okay, but if you keep your hairs down there and you're worried about friction at like a certain length, it'll feel like sandpaper. So you'll have to find a balance of what length you want. So I can tell you, if you use a razor, it'll feel like a breeze down there. Very weird that you're floating like you're an air bender, okay? If you just use a trimmer with a guard, there's less likely for snippet accidents where you are drawing blood for a vampire. Also, just a little advice for when you're with a woman. If you're sucking on a lollipop, do you want to have hair on it?
Okay, now he's back.
He lost us, but we're back again. He had us, we lost, we're back.
That's my life. Lost, back, lost, back, lost, back. Okay.
Again, Mason, I will say this much, okay? Like, he's right about the breeze part, okay? It's gonna feel lighter. You're gonna, like, it's very odd but pleasant to go and, like, when the whole rest of your body is sweating, like, not really sweating and, you know, kind of cool and all that kind of stuff. That part's nice. It also cuts down over on smell too. Okay. So you'll notice that, like, if you've ever kind of like opened your pants just a little bit and then got that like, oh, you know, and all that kind of stuff, not there at all. Okay.
Oh,
so that
don't spritz cologne down there, by the way, Mason.
Yeah, don't do that. Don't do that. That's a mistake that you
it'll
do not
burn
to discover.
And it'll taste bad.
All right. But again,
I've noticed my gut feels fatter.
Fatter. When you remove the hair, a lot of other things are going to look different. Okay, so
I don't like the feeling of feeling fatter. I'm sure I'm the same amount of fat, but
I would say right now, getting used to a new style, your skin is going to feel a lot different. That's fact, but you'll get used to it.
So again, to what we're basically saying is like, if you really want to go and do this, spring and summer is the good time to do it. Realize at the end of summer, more towards like September, allow the hair to start growing back. So that way, by the time it actually gets cold in October, you've got a little bit of protection there. And then don't touch it until it gets warm again. Okay. Like,
but
don't shave it. You can touch it
for a second. Okay. Again, that's when usually, like during the summer months, I'm usually consistently bald. It's because I don't want to deal with hair. And I don't want to deal with sweat. But then during the summer or during the winter time, that's when I grow my hair back, because nothing sucks more than a cold, like a cold, breezy bit of wind over on a very bare, naked head.
Well, the more you shave something, doesn't it like grow back more and more and like stronger and stronger more you shave?
Not always.
Okay. No, it's a myth.
I was worried about that.
Yeah, it's a myth, because when you cut it, you're cutting it flat, so it looks thicker, when hair normally grows into a fine point. So when you cut it, it'll look thicker because you're cutting it at a bigger radius.
Yeah, like there is a possibility that the texture changes a little bit, because like after a while, mine, I'll admit, it got softer. Okay, but you don't necessarily grow more hair. Okay. Like, I'm gonna tell you right now.
I was gonna say
nope.
I don't want to be shaving all the time if it's gonna come back stronger and stronger like a weed.
No, you're not gonna have to worry about that.
No, that's not how it goes.
So we are definitely half the podcast in, and we've basically only talked about Mason's balls.
Yay!
No better subject though.
I mean, I'm having girls.
We'll be in Vegas April 24th to the 30th.
29th.
No, I won't.
Close enough. We'll be at Vegas at Las Vegas Convention Center.
It might be more. Who knows? But I will at least say this. Ladies, there's going to be a freshly shorn Mason at Vegas. So
we'll make sure that it's freshly shorn.
If you have ever wondered what the magic of Mason could be, or the garish volatility that is Garrick, you have your shot. You know what to do.
No, you don't. Admissions are not open.
Oh, we'll rent him out for the night. Don't worry. He'll have a blow-up mattress.
We don't take reservations.
I think there's going to be a definite bonding between me and Mason, just going like as the primary like single people out over there. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know what, Caden? If we need to, we'll give up our room for him. Okay.
Yeah. Can I watch? I mean, sorry. Yeah, we will.
Well, there's already going to be cameras inside the house. We know when there will be.
Mason says he's not ready, but let us remember that he's the one that came back to the house 3 hours late and was like, oh yeah, I was just hanging out with some people and I caught a ride.
With a girl.
Paid for my own Uber back. Thank you very much.
Oh, I'm sorry. Does that make you less of a whore?
I'm a virgin.
I forget these stories every single time. But I really think that Mason goes away, Garrick takes over, and goes for a ride, and then Mason just wakes up.
He has
like,
some fun.
Like a really weird werewolf.
There's
definitely some mooning.
There's no way
Dr. Jekyll, Mr. Hyde.
Again, there's no way you have as much opportunity as you have this consistently.
I don't have any. I have zero opportunity.
Bro, don't even. I thought the same thing. The same thing. Oh. And it's there. Oh. It's there, buddy.
So last week we did kind of talk a little bit about level up and stuff like that. But since we didn't have Caden over on the episode, Caden, if you want to kind of go into, you know, your panel and whatnot, just so that way, like, we can get a little more hype for that going on.
Yeah, we're going to be doing a panel most likely Saturday night, but details will be forthcoming. You can come catch us as we talk and regale about, honestly, the struggles we faced with remote content, both during the pandemic and post-pandemic, and everyone's schedules and trying to get the same technology together, and what solutions we ended up going with and how that all worked out. I'm actually really fucking excited about it because I know of at least like three stories that I'm planning on telling, especially ones coming out over to Mason's house. And it was just a, grand old time. It was a grand old time, just setting shit up, breaking shit. Oh, we have to. We have to. It's going to happen.
About one hole in that wall. Thank you.
No comment.
I want to hear this story.
Well, then you'll have to come to the panel and find out.
Be at the panel.
You will be at the panel.
So it'll be, who's going to be on it?
At the moment, it is me, Head and Zipper, a.k.a. Brandon, Stefan, Mason, Candace, and Tyler. So pretty much the whole CB team heading out to Level Up should make an appearance. You can catch us. Details will be forthcoming. It's going to be so much fun.
I think this will be my... Oh, go ahead.
No, I was going to say there's going to be an auction.
Oh, is there?
There is?
Wow, someone's hijacking my panel.
No, I'm not. But there'll be an auction at the con.
No, he's not. And then still went in with it. There will be an auction.
Well, yeah, there's at happening. The con, but not at the panel.
Oh.
I thought you were saying auctioning me. I was like, no thanks. I don't want to do that.
That's nope.
We're not gonna
auction me. Yeah.
I'm changing an old man. Subject. That's not wanted.
Well, are you changing way subject, out of this?
Yeah, it's gonna be fun. We're gonna have fun.
Talk about remote content.
Yeah. So keep talking.
It's gonna be the same old CB team shitting around talking about how we made it through the pandemic and how we continue to make the wonderful content we make for you guys, and I think it's gonna be a fantastic time. Yeah. You should really come check it out.
Was that the death of the Crack Tube podcast? Was pandemic? I think it was, because we couldn't meet up.
It was kind of going on a little bit before then, but yeah, like that was it. And then, I mean, for the fact that like I moved,
I was looking. How long ago did you move?
It's been what, four years? Almost 4
That's
and a half.
Yeah, really been 4 years?
It's been a while.
I want to say it was like 2018 or 2019. Yeah, around there.
My divorce was over in like 2021, something like that. So, yeah, it's been about, I think it was 2020. That's when because again, like we moved over to my Misfires. Yeah, which that's a new thing. Go and check my, check my TikTok for why I use Misfire when I talk about my ex, because I don't like using the word ex.
It was a good TikTok.
Like, yeah, we moved over to her mother's place for a while, but then towards the end of that, that's when I moved out over to the middle of nowhere.
Yeah, you're kind of far out there, man.
Well, 2018 was when we went to Texas, and then 2019 was when I joined, and then 2020 was pandemic and moving.
Yeah.
Stefan moving.
So like the very end of 2020, because I just had a memory about it in my little phone pictures and stuff like that, and I'm over at my ex-mother-in-laws. So, yeah.
That was during XCOM. Remember playing that?
Yeah, I gave it to you.
XCOM gonna give it to you.
I've been begging him to replay that and do another story where we're doing a Let's Watch
Patrice.
Remotely. Because
wait,
I want to see Patrice.
About me play it?
Yes, with us doing a Let's Watch, I want to do it. Where you have the Crack Brain team again and other people, misfires, and
other people.
That is hard put into my XCOM 2 playthroughs. So all I have to do is just start a new campaign and just make sure that the CB team is in there. Like, I have everyone in there. I can add people for all I care.
Let's do it, and then with all the DLCs and add-ons and mods, let's see what goes on.
Mods make that game, like, make it almost impossible.
Yeah, let's all
die. I remember you were trying to explain Kobe to me, and I thought it was Colby. And you were so mad. Colby? You're like, don't you dare.
That anymore. Kids don't say that anymore. It's horrible.
People don't say it anymore.
Out of respect.
Who have you respected?
Well, I guess, yeah, the saint died with him.
Mason!
He died?
Mason!
What? Wait, when did he die?
Right at the same time.
A year and a half ago!
Was it a year and a half ago? Oh, really?
Yeah.
I thought it was more recent, but also pandemics fucked with my timeline. Kobe Bryant's dead.
Oh.
Yeah, he didn't Kobe it.
Not Colby, though. He's fine.
No, it's not Colby! God, I love you, Mason, so much.
Oh, I didn't know people didn't say that anymore. I'm not hip with kids.
You know what, next time you're having pasta and you put cheese on it, I want you to scream Colby.
Colby!
You put Colby Jack on your pasta?
Oh, heck. My parents do. I don't. I go get mozzarella or Swiss or something. No, not with Colby Jack.
Cheddar? Why are you putting cheddar on
I'm not.
I'll just cook like raw pasta and put cheddar on it.
Are you talking about like elbow noodles and cheddar? Or are you talking about like angel hair or like spaghetti? And chef.
Yeah, like spaghetti and or fettuccine. And...
We need an Italian
on the team. You made him leave. We just get to stare at Captain Zero now.
Sometimes you get some butter, get some fettuccine noodles, get some cheese, some cheddar, and you call it a dinner.
Mason is not cooking in Vegas, okay?
It's not that hard. It's not that hard to make good pasta. Like, you have to try to fuck it up. And I don't know how you managed to try without trying, but you did it.
It's delicious. Fucking did it. It's terrible for you, but it's delicious.
Oh my God.
This is not cooking us.
Have you ever made a quesadilla, but when you're cooking the tortillas, you put like a slice of cheese on there and like fries that side of the tortilla? And then like you do the other cheese and the meat in there, and then you flip it over and you fry the other side. That's delicious.
Mason.
It's terrible, but it's delicious.
That's not an equal representation of what the fuck you just said with pasta.
Yeah, okay. It's true.
It's not?
Extra cheese on a quesadilla, like especially on the top, does sound delicious.
Quesadilla. Queso. Right. Cheese.
100%. Okay, now you put...
Ice cheddar.
You shut... up. All right. You put
the adults are talking
on spaghetti.
He's older than you.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's wrong. That's wrong and damn near a hate crime. Okay. So
it's pretty close.
Don't ever do that again. Like don't.
Why?
Don't,
delicious.
No, so much better.
I guarantee you have a can of Kraft Parmesan in your house somewhere.
Dude,
That's better.
Yep, you can do Parmesan. There's other Italian cheeses. All right, I don't know why Brandon decided to go and talk about mozzarella when we're talking about spaghetti. But I mean, like, if you're gonna at least do like a chicken parm, then I could understand it. Okay, but like cheddar, don't you do that. Pepper jack, don't you do that. Colby Monterey Jack, don't you do that. Okay.
Do you mix the sauces? Sometimes we mix fettuccine or the Alfredo with the red sauce, like in one like sauce pan, and we mix it.
No. No, Mason, baby, no! That's blasphemy. That is actual pasta blasphemy. Whatever ladies was like attracted to you before when we were talking about your balls, it's gone now. It's gone.
Oh, yeah.
You best understand. Let's go now.
Make food on a dinner. Order out.
Oh my god.
And we put cheddar cheese on it.
Oh my god.
Your family is wider than
sometimes
mine.
You like to make noodles.
Like, I can.
Have you ever done like spaghetti noodles and also the macaroni, like loops in the same thing, and you like. Stew them together, and then you do the
macaroni
double sauces,
loops.
And then the cheddar cheese.
They're called
macaroni
swirls.
Loops.
They're called elbows, guy.
I can't get over it. I can't get over it.
They're little loops. They're like 1/4 loops.
At this point, he's just like making the fucking Kraft SpongeBob noodles that like break apart. That's so funny, man.
I'm actually becoming upset. Like I
now,
really,
just now, really, I became Mason, upset like 5 minutes ago, Stefan.
Mason,
well, like,
you're not.
This is this, like it's gone beyond comedy.
I don't see the problem,
Mason. You don't fucking touch food. All right. When we are all around each other, you don't touch food. I don't care if it's the boiled water. I don't care if it's, look, no condiments either. You don't get to put salt on shit for anyone else, okay?
No.
Just once food hits your designated plate, you're allowed to do things, but only if it is not a hate crime or a war crime or something else against the Geneva Convention, okay? So,
or
from
sex
there,
act.
What I will... Okay.
Yeah, say that.
100%. What I will also say is, Mason, if you do decide to try to do anything with your fucking food, all right, it is not in the actual sight line of any of us, okay? I don't want to see it. I don't want to hear it. I don't even want to think about it, okay? Just, nope.
Hey,
I still can't figure out how to wash rice.
You're not alone. There's a lot of people.
Oh, okay.
Mason, do you use soap when you wash your rice?
No, I don't wash it. I just boil it.
All right. I mean, that's an okay answer.
Do you use minute rice, though?
Jasmine.
I mean... There's a,
that's okay. There's use for that.
There's a redeeming quality. So, there we go. Mason, shut the fuck up. Don't say a goddamn word.
I bet Mason has one of those gallon tubs of mayo in his fridge.
They make them in gallons?
Yeah, buddy.
You guys gotta go to get a buddy. Costco membership.
I'm surprised this house doesn't have one. It's very...
Yeah, I don't know. Is there a Costco by his house?
I
don't think there's one.
I usually go to Winco, actually.
I
like Winco.
I'm
Stefan, you had my cooking. No, not all white people can't cook.
The atrocities I've seen in the kitchens.
Have you ever made 4-ingredient cookies?
What the fuck did you just say?
It's sugar, flour, baking soda, and what's the fourth one? It's just four ingredients, and then you bake them into cookies.
Mason.
As hard as hockey pucks.
Mason, it's... Yeah. Yeah.
Is it milk, I think? Maybe?
I hope it's some sort of liquid. At least butter.
Mason.
No. Well, we looked it up because we were out of butter.
Mason.
Chocolate chips.
Don't ever touch food.
I'm not going to survive.
We'll make Jepson four gritty cookies.
Don't touch our food.
I'm not going to survive.
I'll make you some, and then you can throw them at me and break the wall behind me.
I realize Jesus why Christ. I'm looking forward to eggs now.
No, Megan, my man's... Mason, how do you cook your eggs?
Megan?
Scrambled. That's the only way I know how to do it.
Apparently you don't. Apparently you don't.
Bro, I can't. Yay. I can't even.
Okay.
Vegas.
So, again.
Second panel. Official panel yes. I've been on.
Make sure that you come to Vegas. I can't even get past the food. Okay. Like, it will.
Honestly, I'm surprised the food passed through him. With what he described.
I hate so many things right now. Okay, so, again...
You don't like red and white sauce?
Shut the fuck up, Mason.
Stop!
From here, make sure that you guys go and, you know, check out the level up schedule just to make sure that you can go and attend to all of our panels. Again, mine is, I believe, going to be on Sunday. Can't remember the time. Can't remember the actual location. But definitely look for that voice acting panel. And if you see us walking around, feel free to go and, like, flag us down. Tackle us. Beat the shit out of Mason for what goddamn atrocities he's not done to food.
Okay. Compliment him on his balls, then beat the shit out of him.
100%. Thank you for looking out, Caden. Okay.
So, all right, listen. Respect's due.
Do all of these
I appreciate
things,
the...
And, Mason, don't you talk. Don't you talk.
I'll bring spaghetti. You don't. Come to one of the panels, I'll bring spaghetti.
We're not doing Chaos Corner, and you're not bringing...
We're not. No food was approved for this panel.
So, but again...
The red, white, and cheese is what we call it.
Can we mute him?
I'm actually gonna vomit. Do the outro so I can vomit.
How long have we been recording?
Long a fucking enough. All
right. Cut it.
It's a Mason
Thank
episode.
Thank you all for checking out this episode. Tune back in next week if you can handle it. Okay. And we'll be back with things that we didn't talk about, and we definitely won't talk about Mason and food. Anymore.
Zero.
No more.
You're cut. No You're more. Cut off.
No Bye, more. Friends.
Okay. So until next time, we will see you all later.
Peanut butter and crab.
Don't you fuck. What?
Crab! Crab!
That is wrong. That is wrong. 100% and again, this is not part of the episode.
Oh
but
my god!
Oh sure.
I didn't actually hear that, Mason.
Uh-huh.
What did
yeah,
you just
sure.
say?
No, nothing. You're trying to get
Bullshit.
Me.
Bullshit.
I see you trying to get me. I tried manscaping. And
that's not how you put it, though. But
Shut
that's exactly
up.
What it was.
Okay. God, I can't wait. I can't wait.
This is great.
Okay. I even bought it from the... Oh. We lost
him. We lost him.
It's fine.
I think
Mason,
he's got wireless
the fuck
so
up.
Headphones, right?
Mm-hmm.
No.
Yeah, he's got wireless headphones.
Yeah.
He had to go get a towel for about what he's about to hear. So.
Yeah, well, actually, that's what that is right there.
What... tool. You said you got a new tool for it.
We haven't started the episode.
Oh, he has.
No.
He started something.
Yeah, and we got to get this recorded.
Okay, okay. I hate.
So. Dude, do the thing, Stefan.